I think the most important pertinent issues that the community does face is the fact that the culture situation and how conservative things are. This highlight of homophobia which has been happening or rampant in all over Africa, from Uganda, Nigeria, we've been hearing of reports in Kenya, deliberations, including my own government, where the Zambian government started calling for the persecutions of LGBTI people. That is when it became necessary to start highlighting these issues by saying that, okay, LGBTI are also human rights. So by moving away from the negative picture of which, you know, might be politically motivated because some people in power wanted to be re-elected, that's why it was important to do this work, to try and showcase a different side of the story by saying, okay, hold on a minute, that's not exactly true what you're saying. So it's all about demystifying the notions that homosexuals, for example, gay people are pedophiles. If that was the case, as a gay person, I would beat the living daylights out of that person because I have a brother, I'm an uncle, you see. So I love my nephews, I love my nieces. So there is no way, you know, we would want to see gender-based violence, children being raped. So it's moving away from that ignorant point of view where people make these careless statements in the public domain, and the effects are that people get beaten up, people get poisoned because somebody takes that as gospel truth and they take it upon themselves to try and maybe change or challenge their notions. And that's the more reason why this work is very important.
So what do you think should be done in order for there to be progress in your country specifically?
We always say dialogue is very important. I may not agree with you, but at least let me listen to your side of the story. Let's sit down together. So how do we address these, you know, issues? We also have to realize you cannot work in the abstract. We need government. We need our leaders. We need to sit down together because we are all affected by the daily issues which affect our countries, from HIV and AIDS, you know, from high poverty situation, from the economic effects of homophobia, because LGBTI people are also experts in their field. They're doctors, they're nurses. And if you're going to persecute marginalized populations on that basis, how does that affect the economic situations? Because people are leaving countries. Let's address the root cause of the problems. And the root cause of the problem is that homophobia, criminalization, stigma, discrimination, all those are the factors that need to be addressed if we're going to win the the fight of HIV and AIDS, address the MDGs, and also, you know, Zambia winning the strides in terms of reaching that zero infection rate, amongst many other factors.
Why are you an advocate for the LGBT community?
The work that we do is very, very important. The work that I do and many other colleagues of ours across the world, because we must address these issues. If we don't address these issues, people will keep on dying. People will keep on being persecuted. People will keep on being affected by stigma, discrimination, and all these others. And we are in 2014, for heaven's sake. We cannot be suffering the injustices which started happening in 1945 or because of the pre-British colonial laws which criminalized same-sex activities. So let's create dialogue. Let's create partnerships. Let's talk about this. Let's understand one another. Let us listen and learn before we pass on judgment. I think that is the most important reason as to why some of us do the work that we do, because it's beyond me, it's beyond us. And if we can do something, if I can do something that will make somebody else's life better somewhere, somehow, then it does get better. At least we would have saved somebody's life somewhere, somehow.